Brilliant. So in just a few minutes, we're going to be offering the children, if you could accompany them, the opportunity to light a candle. But we thought this is something that we've done every year, and I'm not really sure we explain very much why we do it. So I wanted to give us just a few minutes to think a little bit about darkness and light, because Jesus described himself as the light of the world. He came to bring light. But first of all, I thought that we might just think briefly about darkness. If we can have the first, next one, please. This is my fancy clicker, you see. I could just... Brilliant. In Israel and in a few other cities, there's a sort of an exhibition you can go to, and it's called Dialogue in the Dark. Next slide. And if you were to go to it, they would give you a proper blindfold. Not the kind that some of you will cheat with tomorrow, but a proper one where you actually can't see through it at all. And they would give you a white stick. And then they would take you round four different environments to see how you got on. So here are the four different environments, or what they're aiming for. So they take you around a marketplace, and they take you around a pedestrian crossing, and they take you into a wood, and they take you into a harbour. And they'd obviously make sure nobody got hurt. But I do wonder, if that was me, how many trees I'd walk into, how many times I'd probably end up in the water. I'd make an absolute hash of it, because living in the dark wouldn't be easy, would it? Next slide. I also looked into this guy, John Capellas, and he's got something wrong with his body that means he's allergic to the light. He can't be in the light. And he spent 10 years in darkness. He's an artist, and so just with very sort of small light, he's able to do his art. And when he was interviewed by The Guardian, he said, "I feel like a prisoner of the light." And I thought that was such an interesting phrase, because we would probably look at him and say, "Well, you're a prisoner of the darkness, not a prisoner of the light," wouldn't we? Isaiah, writing about 700 years before Jesus, says, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light." That Jesus was to be an amazing light to all people. Now, part of that, of course, means that God's diagnosis of the world is that most people in the world are living in darkness. Otherwise, why would he have needed to come? And it's quite a difficult idea, isn't it? I know that the first time that I thought a little bit about I'd been living in darkness before Jesus, I thought that's such a difficult thing to say, oh, maybe I wasn't quite right about that. And I don't really like it when people correct me, generally speaking. I'm mostly okay with it, but sometimes, you know, it kind of grates a bit, doesn't it? Last month, I went to the horrible appointment that some of you have been to as well, not with me, where when you turn 40, they invite you along and they give you the kind of, they look over your body. Have a few of you been to it as well? It's horrible. Apparently it gets worse as you hit the next decades. And I remember going in and they do like the finger prick tests. And then at the end of it, I thought they'd look at me and go, well, of course, what's wrong here? But they said, oh no, your cholesterol's too high. You need to sort that out. Was that you as well? Apparently we're fine down the front here, it's just me. But I had a choice at that point. Do I just continue the way I have been, or do I think, actually, now I know something more. Now I know something different, I've got more information. And I thought to myself, well, why would I not change? Why would I not do something a bit different? You'll find in my house that I'm still eating chocolates and not changing that much, but the hope is, the promise is I'm going to change. Thank you for your support. But when we look at God, he doesn't just say the people living in darkness have seen a light. He then said, let me bring the light. It's not just the people who've been living in darkness are living in darkness tough. It's, I'll bring a light. And that's what all of this is about. Jesus come to earth to shine a light. And it's an amazing truth that God would look down and say, without him coming, we wouldn't know what our lives were about. Without him coming, we wouldn't know how to live. Without him coming, we wouldn't know our purpose. We wouldn't know our Father in heaven, how he loves us. He's not ambivalent towards us, but he absolutely loves you and loves me. And so Jesus comes into the world to turn on the light so that we could come to him and say, you love me, well, I want to love you too. A couple of images that got me thinking, one more slide please, is that when you've got lights, there's two sort of different kinds of lights. You've got dimmer switches. My journey of knowing Jesus was more like a dimmer switch, that gradually I found out more, gradually I experienced more, and eventually it felt like the lights were completely on. I'd kind of made that transition. I know that for some of us, we're thinking, God's put a lot of Christians in my life. I wonder if he's on my case. God's answered a lot of my prayers. I wonder if he's involved. A thing that helps a lot of people is to think, where can I pick in my life where God seems to have been trying to turn up the light so I can see him? But the second switch is like a classic light switch, just an off and an on. And I know that for some of us, our journey to faith was we just didn't get it at all. And then suddenly we decided to trust Jesus and he turned the lights on. And we were able to see ourselves and the world and our lives in a different way. And really all of this comes down to, what do we do with the light? What do we do with Jesus come to earth? With God come down to turn the lights on, to say we don't need to live in darkness, but we can know him and we can live deeper and richer and more meaningful and more fulfilled lives knowing his love.